The Empath's Guide, Desire. Is it good to desire? Is it really the everyman's superpower as Mark Joyner teaches? I don't remember why, but I signed up to Simpleology, Mark Joyner's program. 1. He created a new comic strip, The Everyman's Superpower, and, of course, sold it with the same thing he advocates in the comic strip, Desire. Desire, what you know as desire, is a lower self vibration, fueled by greed, sexual energy, hunger, anger, vengeance, jealousy, anger. Not something you want a lot of. And even though it is a strong energy, and it may take you to success in some areas, it is destructive of who you are as a person, who you are as a higher consciousness specimen of the species. I should already be used to it. Source, or whatever it is I am talking to all day, is steering me to do work I didn't intend to do, experience, test, fall flat on my face, half kill myself or my business or my relationships. Okay, here is the havoc I have wreaked as a result of this steering. 1. I destroyed or almost destroyed my relationship with one of my best students. What happened? The desire for control and domination and results got strong enough that I reacted to my student's lack of results with extreme anger and intolerance. In addition to the potential for the loss of relationship, I also lost about 6 to 7 hours with this and 2 nights of sleep. I was too high-strung to fall asleep and get rest. I was right. Lol. 2. I did what I did back 3 to 4 years ago with my Amazon business. I started to count my chicken before they hatched. I am getting better, smarter, healthier and younger. I am regaining a lot of my lost capacities by using the big bundle energy every day. Ambition. Ambition is a future you are willing to invest in. Learn skills, acquire knowledge. Do things that can lead you there. In the beginning the attitude needs to be, life is more important than my lower vibration compulsion to acquire, to win, to be right, to dominate, to hate, to kill, to eat, to sex, to revenge, to look good, to whatever your dominant lower vibration compulsion is. This sets a general direction, akin to I intend to go west. Unless life is more important than those. You have no direction, and your actions will be hodgepodge, if any, and they will be decided by a lower impulse. Not the direction, not ambition. When you keep on keeping your face to your direction, let's stay with west, then eventually you'll start to see outlines of a continent here and there, a mountain that could be climbed, a river to be crossed. All in the direction of west. The many offers, invitations, seductions, the songs of the sirens that want to lead your ship to the rocks, will be clearly not from the west. So you can say, after consideration, no, I am going west, you want me to go north, or south, or backwards. I am not going there. Most people I measure in the starting point measurements, Mark's desire is 70%, which is very high, the desire number is very high, or very low. The reality is only shown in the desire/ambition relationship. Mark, 70 desire/20 ambition. My desire, now that I have seen the wreckage desire created, is down to 10%/my ambition is 60%. Ambition is what you are willing and able to work towards. Desire is all about getting. My desire while this seduction was going on, was 90%, so even if my ambition stayed at 50%, I was driven by desire, not ambition. Do you know those two numbers? Your two numbers? If you are miserable, if you are spinning your wheels, if you have pressure in your chest, your desire is probably higher than your ambition. If you jump on every offer that offers a discount in addition to what you would want, what you desire, your desire number is sky high. If you feel a religious fervor for a teacher, your desire number is sky high. Why is that bad? After all, everyone says that you need to have high desire. The problem with language is that it is approximate, imprecise. Someone says, desire. And you think you know what they mean. After all, even the Kabbalists said, desire, didn't they? The Kabbalists distinguish two desires, desire to receive for the sake of sharing and desire to receive for the self alone. When I worked with a Kabbalah teacher who specialized in helping business owners to create a desire to receive for the sake of sharing seed level in their business, I learned that unless the desire goes beyond the personal benefit, even if there is an afterthought of sharing, the desire still desire to receive for the self alone. Gnawing, tormenting, keeping you up at night. And ultimately rendering you a puppet on a string. Although it is not obvious in the visible part of reality, people with that kind of desire are either shysters, con artists, or people with their hands out, beggars. But what about religious guys? Who say, I am good therefore I'll receive, I'll succeed. blah blah blah. Receiving is always a transaction. Success is also a transaction. If you only have your goodness in one side of the scale, you won't receive money or even love. Your basket, your offering is thinny thin. I've written about the law of attraction teacher who asked for my help the other day, after she paid the first of four payments for my Effortless Abundance Activator Suite, Effortless Abundance Activator Audio, Effortless Abundance Activator Meditation, Effortless Abundance Activator PDF. My diagnosis was that she got caught up with greed and envy, watching her more successful colleague, and that is what happened. If she can see this, if she can return to her original purpose of taking women to a healthier, more productive path, she can regain her power. But the moment her business became about what she wanted, business left her. When helping is an afterthought, you are in desire to receive for the self alone, bummer, eh? So what can you do? Whether you are in business, or work for someone, but want to make more money. Whether you want more in the area of health. Whether you want to have better relationship. You are either in desire to receive for the self alone or in desire for the sake of sharing. Or, of course, dead. I suggest that you start designing yourself and your desire so it fits the requirements of Kabbalah, the art of receiving, if translated from Hebrew. This is what I suggest to you. If you have an original purpose, how you want will benefit others, and make that the overall context of your activity, or if you don't already have an original purpose, start with inventing your West. Say, life is more important than my lower desires, my lower inclinations. You can also look who else benefits if and when you get what you lust for, and set that as your priority. If you have a difficulty with that, you are really deep into desire to receive for the self alone. You need the second phase activators that set all your vibrational components on a higher stage, so you can actually start living your life from your higher self. Some of my students suffer from I don't need to learn anything, I already know syndrome of delusion. Of course, no one is born knowing anything, we are all born with a blank slate. If they are in adult age and have had this partner calls part of it. Author, Sophie Benchita Maven. True Empath, award-winning architect, magazine publisher, transformational and spiritual coach and teacher, self-declared avatar.